Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
Silence of my friends. I don't like the silence of my
won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Thing. drink upon. I might have had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Tender and off we run, and we got in her Volkswagen bus. Had purple velvet curtains and a bed in the back. She up and says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from a third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why.
And you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
I haven't caught us yet. They say you're gone and that you ain't right, and I'm inclined to believe them. But baby, where you at tonight? I'd like a second opinion, 'cause every chance that I get, I take a look at your face. I get a feeling inside, you can see it from space, and I don't want no advice that just gets in the way. Me. The danger signs are loud and clear, but I can't see and I don't hear, 'cause I don't care what they think, I don't care what they say. I'll be right here in your arms when I come to take you away.
Myself a nice cold beer, and I love that country music. Turn it up so I can hear somebody play a slow one. I'm gonna sit here all night long. Hey, that's me on the jukebox. Everybody sing along. Man, I love that Conway Twitty, and I love your cheating heart, and I can tell you all about it, but I don't know where to start. Oh yes, I have another. I'm right where I belong.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Yourself into it all. Oh baby, just care. shot. There were lies. In fact, glad a lie. Now you're telling me that you need some time. You're sharing feelings exactly like mine. Yeah. Anything you decide is fine with me. Yeah.
is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
I'm the one you got over quick. I'm the witch that made the universe start to tick. Till you know we're one blood brother, I will open like the Holy Mother. I will come for democracy. Even G.I. Joe will come home to me, cause I'm 1 billion bullets.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Thought I'd shift, but it's been